Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
All right. I'm here, you here, and that's all that matters. Welcome to this fly-ass radio show for real motherfuckers. Ever. It's the flyest one. I'm your host, Rosebud Bitterdose. You know what? It's a whole bunch going on that we're going to talk about tonight. You know, you can follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Rosebud. You know my name, email is askrosebud@gmail.com. Hit me if you got some questions. Because, you know, this show is about real answers to various problems that you're going to experience with women, with life. Just you're going to experience it. It's also about how to strengthen your belief in what it takes to have a lasting commitment to being a man. Real answers. That's what you want, and that's what I got. So, you got to understand, I don't demand anything. I don't believe I should have to demand anything, which I really don't. And you won't have to demand or ask for shit from a woman if you follow, you know, the path that I'm laying for you. The only thing you're going to have to do is employ some of this game that I be kicking, some of the techniques my course have, and they'll speak for you, no matter how you look at it. My course is full of game that you can have if you take the time to get it. It ain't going to come to you. You have to go get it. I'm the kind of person that take what I want from life. And if I want to, only if I want to, will I give it some of it away or give it some of it to some person who might need it. But I'm not obligated to do that. So if you want to call in and kick it, the call-in number is 845-277-9263. Now, on this show, we're going to talk about problems in the game of life and how to deal with them and how to progress up the ladder of success that your life has to offer. This show is for dudes who want to become lady magnets and have real game under their belts, not just grown males playing dress up. Now, you know I got a first degree red belt and knowing how to catch and charge bitches. Man, last week we really got into it concerning this game, and I hope you didn't think it was going to be any different this week. We got this station where we can really kick it. And that's what I want to do. I've been asked to go deeper, or as deep as I can, into what I'm going to do with y'all. For you guys that are simply out there to catch for the night or whatever, you know, get them draws or whatever, this show can help you do that. But I seriously hope that's not what you're here for. It's a lot more to life than that. What's up, 631?
All right, that's me, Rose. How you doing? It's Irvin Mack giving a call, man. I just want to give you condolences first and foremost, man, on your brother passing.
Bro, I can barely hear you. Could you speak up?
I said I wanted to give you condolences on your brother passing.
Oh, okay. Thank you, man.
All right, that's for starters, man. And, I believe in your game and things that you've been saying. I've been watching and listening for a while, and your game works, man. Ain't no question about it.
What, you got a question? You don't have nothing you want to say. You just want to say the game work, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, that's good to hear, yep. Brother. I'm glad to hear that, man.
All right. I'm on board, man.
All right, bro. So tonight, you know, we're going to talk about where your understanding of the game is as far as catching women. I mean, everybody want to catch. You just have to understand some shit. The shit I speak, the shit I speak about is for the working Joe and the dude who want to catch a hoe. The fact of the matter is all women are alike. And there is no sense in trying to separate or categorize them or men. 202, what's up with you?
Hey.
202, you had a question?
Hey,
what's
Rosebud,
up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Already know. I appreciate you, OG. Yeah,
bro.
I'm coming up on my... Yes, sir.
No, come on. Go ahead.
Oh, my fault. So I'm coming up on my first assignment on the confidence course and going out, you know, practicing what you told me in parts one. And I was wondering, do you recommend going out alone, like just standing on my own by myself, or going out with maybe like one or two of my homeboys?
Why would
try
you do that?
It like
Hold
that.
On, man. You ask a question. Don't keep talking. Why would you do that? What makes you wonder should you do that?
Man, I'm really feeling just going out on my own, but I just wanted to confirm with you, really.
Did your partners pay for that course?
No, they didn't.
So why would you share any of it with them?
I'm not going to share it at all. It's such valuable information. I think I need to go out and
okay,
just handle
it
on my own sweat.
If you listen to me, brother. What I'm saying is, if you doggone even considering thinking about sharing that with somebody that didn't pay for it, they not going to get the value you get from it. It's free to them, so they're
right.
going to say, oh, this shit, you know, they're going to discourage you.
Right.
So I would recommend go out by yourself because this is a confidence building course. And to even think about needing somebody with you for support is not confident.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I really appreciate you for that.
All right, bro. Be cool.
All right.
Anytime. You could ask me anything you need to, bro. See, I'm a firm believer that if you got to read shit for your game, you really don't have no business in this shit. Now, I am not saying that you shouldn't know how to read or you shouldn't know the importance of reading and comprehending. And I'm definitely not saying you shouldn't know how to comprehend. But I am saying, if you need to read in order to elevate your game, you don't have no game in the first place. So unless you're reading something that's actually going to give you some game, you're wasting your time. Now, there is a such thing as having information given to you that you didn't know that's going to do something for you mentally and physically. And you could either read it or watch it, if that's the case. But you have to specifically choose that. You can't go to How to Catch Women, and this dude got a book, and you read what he wrote. That ain't going to show you how to catch no woman. Now, if that dude said, this is proven steps to take to discovering yourself, because the only thing that's going to catch a woman is you. Sure, what you say will have a lot to do with it. But what you say is not going to catch her. How you say it, the emphasis you put on this word or that word, the way you be on your ABPs, always be playing. So you will have intent in your conversation. This is what none of you have. because none of you know what you want. Sure, you want some pussy, but if that's all you want, that's all you really should say. But how is that going to work? That ain't going to work. So you really need to concentrate on knowing what you're doing. And you know what you, as soon as you learn it and you believe you know it, you have to go out and execute it. And the more you go out and execute it, the more you're going to feel like you know what you're doing. And that is going to catch a bitch. Your confidence in yourself. Your confidence in knowing that you know what to do and when to do it. The confidence in having plenty to say. And none of it is going to be a lie. Because you're just talking about things that you like or you do. And you're going to know how to listen. You got to know how to listen. How you going to catch the bitch and you ain't listening to her? So I teach several things to do. One of them, which I'll give you, is when she's talking, you got to pick one of those words that she's saying. And you got to use it in your conversation. And you got to make whatever that word was and how she wanted it being used, you got to change it to mean something you want it to mean. And keep talking. Keep doing your thing. Because what I'm saying is she going to cream that you even used something she said. And then the next thing on her mind is, God dang, he really listening. And she going to say, I better be quiet. That's what they going to say. Because when a broad know you listening to her, she ain't going to talk. Because they don't want you to really hear what they saying. Because they don't hear what you saying. They hear you say, yeah, girl, you know. And after that, they don't hear shit. Because they didn't guess what you've been to say. And they didn't block that out their mind. Because that's what everybody say. Nah, man, you got to know how to catch. And you do that. But making that broad think you talking about anything but catching. So what I'm saying is the type of game, you know, the game of knowing how to mentally control women, you just can't find it in no goddamn book. 701, what's up?
Hey, well, how's it going, OG? You got me?
What did you say, man?
I said you got me. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
Yeah, I got a quick question, man. Like, when you say always be playing, correct me if I'm wrong, does that mean always speak game to the bitch when you're talking to the bitch?
Man, always be playing mean always be doing something instead of just talking. If you talk, you just talking, you ain't playing. Otherwise, if you're talking about,
yes,
let's
sir.
Say, something you want to do in the near future, plan would be you saying that so this broad can volunteer her motherfucking help. And the more you talk, the more you getting her to feel what the hell you saying, and sooner or later she going to come up with, you know what, if you need anything, ask me. And you just tell her, nah, I don't need shit, but if I do, I sure will ask you, you know, and then keep going. And then the next day or two, holler at the bitch, look, you know what, what could you do? And she going to say it because she wants to. That's playing. That's playing, bro.
I
don't care what none of y'all
say. I appreciate
that
with you, man. Keep it coming, man. Keep it coming. Pull me back in the queue, man.
You
keep it coming.
You know what? Hey, there's thousands of goddamn books out there claiming to be able to show you how to catch a woman. But they can't. You can't get from books the kind of savvy you need to handle women. You can learn how some other motherfucker use his charm or his wit and even his skill in catching women, but you can't mimic that person entirely. What he tell you he said is not what caught the bitch. What he said may have put emphasis on the way he was acting, which is what was attracting the broad. That's why you gotta look like she's. You gotta make her believe that what you say is really a part of you. Man, you guys be missing it. What I'm saying is, shit. The shit I'm saying is why you can't read up on catching. You have to be out there making real time mistakes. And you gotta learn from them mistakes. But you ain't gonna be out there doing shit. And half of you guys that buy my course don't go out and do shit. That's why SWU is here. SWU is not going to allow you to half-ass do an assignment. And I'm not going to force you to do shit. SWU is, for all you guys that got that course, talking that want to ask this, that, and the other, SWU does what you haven't done. And it makes you do the first part. All that easy shit. Because all that easy shit is what gives you the handle on your goddamn self. But no, none of you do it. That's why you can't believe you got whatever you're trying to put down. That's why whoever that was that called earlier needed his friend or whatever. Man, that's all bullshit. You won't find a motherfucker that went through SWU talking about his friend or something. This shit makes it a lonely life. Being a real motherfucker is lonely. You're going to have so many friends that you didn't kick to the curb because you ain't wasting your time talking to them. They ain't going to do shit because they just like you were. When a motherfucker graduates from SWU, he might have one friend still, but I doubt it. Unless his friend went to SWU with him. But see, that's where SWU don't fail you. Because you got a gang of motherfuckers that's in the gentleman of the whatever the goddamn group is. But it's graduate students. And you can kick shit. It's ongoing. It's like the game. It don't stop. And you just keep growing. The only thing you can get from reading is a number of ways to say the same shit. Big deal. So you can say what's up several ways. But just me saying that leads me to something that I always promote in my school. Because if you can't say what's up several different ways, you need to go out and learn how to do it because it is important to be able to do that. And I'm not telling you why, but I bet you ask a motherfucker that goes to Sidewalk University, they know why. That's the key. Knowing why you should do what you should do and knowing why you should do it and when you should do it. By no means am I saying you should not read different material about life. By no way am I saying or implying you should be a dummy. I'm not no damn dummy. I done got 2 degrees in the past, it's been some years now. But what I'm saying is I'm an A student. But what you have to understand is none of that shit means shit when it comes to catching a broad. And when it comes to elevating your game, you want to know 50 ways to say one thing. But you learn which things they are in the field. You learn which way is the best way to say whatever it is in the field. In reality, you only need to know what you're thinking about concerning catching. I don't really think it's important to read in order to elevate your game. I think it's important for you to show yourself whatever you're thinking is correct. Now, if you want to have a vast knowledge of written material, then by all means, read. But you need practical understanding of women. Then you ain't going nowhere if you don't have no understanding of women. There's no hidden ridicule about your desire to read, especially if you read and elevate your knowledge. I'm just speaking on you can't read up on no game to catch no woman. And if you do read some, that's all you're going to do is read it. You certainly ain't going to go out and use it. But if you want to know how to catch a bitch, you better go out and fuck with 1,000 bitches every month. And you better be willing to be told no 999 times. And when you get that one yeah, you won't even remember those 999 no's. That's how powerful it is for you to do some shit on your own accord. Because next month, you're getting ready to start all over and repeat the shit you did last month. That's a whole nother 1,000 problems. This is how you learn to catch a woman. This is how you learn to catch a hoe or any type of woman you want, by taking your ass out there and shooting. You get out and work your ass off learning the tricks of the trade that's going to work for you. Man, I was a sort of angry type motherfucker as far as my attitude. My partner Tay was happy-go-lucky. We worked very well together. Because it wasn't nothing but front any motherfucking way as far as how you see me. Because that nigga knew me. And he knew when I'm doing whatever I'm doing it because I'm playing. I ain't got to say, wake up to you, I'm playing. No, the nigga hear my voice, he hear what I'm saying, he automatically jump in too, because we always playing. We ain't gonna get played. We was players. Now, you probably all, you just got to understand that any usable knowledge is what you learn in the pursuit of your craft. And once this knowledge becomes usable and you know it because you used it, then, my man, you got some game. Because you're using what you know to get what you want. That's all game is. Now, if you do, as far as that go, you will see. I'm telling you the truth. Believe me, I know this to be true as a fact. You ain't going to catch a hoe or any woman because you got a big vocabulary. If you do, I bet you caught that bitch off Facebook or some other punk ass way. I'm telling you, Facebook bros and motherfucking bitches who go for big vocabularies are punks. What you call it, Instagram, all that game. You know, it's all right if you just really want to talk. But I don't. So I don't be on none of that shit. I really don't do my damn Instagram or Twitter or none of that shit enough because I don't want to just talk. I really believe that. See, you guys sit around these punk bras and say some shit you think is cool and you expect them to magically get real. That shit ain't gonna happen. And then you ask me some kind of shit like, how do I get a square bitch to break bread with me? Come on, man. You ain't even worth breaking bread with. Because if you asked her to break bread with you, she said, well, why would I do that? You wouldn't even know what to say. You might say you was hungry. But that ain't why you want the bitch to break bread with you. Because she'll give you a sandwich and send you on your way. Come on, man. This is about knowing what you're doing. And none of it happening by accident. The way you guys go about this is so ass backwards till it ain't funny no more. The only way the dude who wrote the book on picking up women even learned what he know is he went out and did some shit. He might have read some shit, but he had to go out and tell you what he did. Or if he didn't, that's why none of the goddamn shit he said works, because he didn't do it. He only read it. My confidence course teach you how to gain so much courage. It's unbelievable. SWU seals that courage in you because I give you exercises that emphasize the power of each goddamn thing you learn in that course. I don't just talk in that chorus. If you fucking with a bitch and you don't know within 10 minutes if you should stay fucking with her or not, then you gonna get, you just a target to get charged for guessing. You can't have any kind of fake ass perceptions of game that fuck with Ross. And then you be thinking they gonna get slick and wanna get with you. Man, please. You gotta make sure you don't get in that situation by telling her during the first few minutes of the conversation where you're coming from, with whether you slick or not. Once you tell her whatever it is you're doing, you giving her action. And if she don't jump on it, you should leave. In less than 15 minutes, I'll have a bitch. Or I'll be gone. If she ain't fucking with me after, 15 minutes, I'm going to make something up and leave. And I'll feel much better about myself as I brush her ass off. Let me tell you something. I have done this. Woman told me in like 30 seconds she didn't want to fuck with me. I turned around and leave, and before I left, I told that damn waiter, hey, get her a drink on me. And then when she said, you buy me a drink? Yeah, baby, I appreciate you not wasting my time. I don't give a fuck, bitch. You can tell me you don't want to talk to me. I ain't going to be mad at you. The quicker you tell me, the better off I think about you. That's how I am. That's how you going to catch them bitches. Fuck you, bitch. I'm gone. And they wonder, who was that man? The stuff I'm telling you is how you have to perceive yourself in order to catch any woman you speaking with. Man, I don't think about the broad I'm at. I mean, I really don't think about her that much, and I definitely don't think about her so much that I forget to be on my job. Man, I mix shit up with chivalry and boldness. I'm on the polite side, but I talk hella shit. And believe me, this is a big turnoff for a woman because she is used to only one of those traits in a man. Motherfucker talking hella shit, or he's so nice he bores her. At the same time, I'm saying bitch this and bitch that. You know, I'm also letting them know I'm live. And if you don't want to fuck with me, so goddamn what? I'm letting them know. It's your motherfucking loss if I get up and leave. And when I talk to a woman, my mind is always on me. I don't want to look weak. So I'm constantly checking myself to make sure I'm posturing right. I'm checking myself to make sure I'm looking this bitch in her eyes. I'm doing a lot of things. I've never seen a woman who didn't realize it was their loss after they decided not to fuck with me. They always call me later on because I showed them that it doesn't matter if or when they call. They already know I will be the same way regardless. I'm going to be real with mine. No fake shit. I'm going to let her know where I'm coming from well off in the beginning. And as a matter of fact, that's one of the first things I remind her of when she called back. And the best way to catch a brother is to tell her that that what you want. The best way to catch is tell her what you want to do up front. 646, what's up? All right, somebody having problems. Because I'm telling you, you just tell her what you about up front, man, and you be, man, don't be letting her guess what you up to. You know, you tell it to her and see if she's, digging on it, and if she is, keep pressing, and if she ain't, fuck her. 646, I'm gonna call on you again if you don't answer, bro. What's happening?
I was on mute before. Quick question. I was reading your book for the 2018 time, and I want to know, back in the day, was 10 karat gold looked down upon on the players?
Was what?
Was 10 karat gold looked down upon when a player had 10 karat gold jewelry? Was that like, when y'all wrote some, lean on about that shit?
If he had pink carat gold,
10-carat gold, 10K.
I don't even know what that is.
Like 14-carat gold, bud. 14-carat gold.
Oh, 14-carat gold? I didn't hear you say no 14-carat. That's all we have is 14-carat.
No, but 10-carat. 10-carat
is bullshit.
Y'all didn't have 10-carat like I do?
No, man.
Right,
10-carat, 10-carat is gold, but it's bullshit.
Right.
Yeah, nigga getting roasted with 10-carat. If you got 10-carat gold, you may as well have a silver ring.
Right.
Now,
right. Okay.
Check game. I ain't talking. Let me put you off. Check game, see? If you don't let her guess what you up to, then if her time with you is on purpose. Because the moment you let her know what you up to, then she ain't digging it. She's going to say, oh, no, I ain't with that. She's going to be gone. See, I'm a turnout artist. And I know I have a conversation for whoever the fuck it is that I'm going to talk to. I don't give a fuck who she is. I got something for her whenever I see her. She could be Betty, Barbara, Carol, Misty. I could care who she is. I'm ready for her. And I don't have no certain kind of woman. Nor that she got to have a certain race or height or none of that stuff. All she got to do is be a woman and right there. Right there is where you fools start fucking up. You be looking for a certain kind of bra. Now, let me show you how stupid that is. You do not know who she is. You do not know what she look like. So how in the fuck can you meet her? See, this is what's really big. Now, if you're looking for the next bitch, regardless of her beauty, if you're doing that like you're supposed to, you might do better. You should do better because you know 2 weeks after fucking with you, she's going to be a different bitch anyway. Is she going to look good enough to you 2 weeks after being with you and dealing with you? She's going to change. And you're supposed to know for a fact she'll be doing and looking better after being with you because the game you spit will transform her into a confident woman that's going to want you for a lifetime. She's going to want you because of how you changed her mindset. You then gave her, you know, a certain new kind of confidence that she can really understand because it's about her. When you called her, she was a plain Jane. In a city full of women who know how to dick tease a fool and get all his money. Now, she thinks to herself that she is the woman of all those square-ass women are pretending to be. And she'll feel she owes it all to you because you made her believe in herself. I ain't talking about being no hoe. I'm talking about how women change when they happy. Why don't you get some of this game that's in my course? How come you guys still sit out there listening to this golden shit, not trying to tear down the walls confining you? I just can't understand it. This information will free you. My course is there for the taking. And it works wonders for whoever uses the techniques in it. And I'm sharing so much gain on how to capitalize on making a woman think what you want her to think, that you'd be foolish not to take advantage of. I'm spitting at you on a continuous basis, especially in Sidewalk University. I bring it to you raw in the course, but some of y'all run from that. And you think you're doing the course because let's check this out. Let's say there's 100 things that you're not doing. And then you read the course, or you look at the course, and you realize you learned 15 things and you're doing 15 things that you weren't doing. Man, you'll look in the mirror and you'll be so happy and you'll be thinking, man, I'm improving like a motherfucker. Never giving thought to there's 85 more things you don't know. Imagine how you would be if you learn some more of this stuff. So you guys don't think like that. You guys don't push yourself like that. I will. I will. You better embrace what I'm spitting at you if you ever want to get ahead in the field of recognize when you have an accident. The reason you design your conversation is so when you say something, you already know what kind of response to expect. And knowing that tells you what she will think. She ain't going to respond exactly the way you expect, but by you expecting something, is preparing you for any response she has because you're thinking. It's like when you're playing tennis or when you watch the tennis player and the person that's serving throw the ball at the serve and the person that's receiving the serve is on his end just bouncing around. You know, he don't think that motherfucker's going to hit it here or going to hit it there. He bouncing around because he's ready for wherever the fuck that motherfucker placed the ball. That's how you gotta be. She ain't gonna respond exactly. But I'm telling you, you're gonna be bouncing on your feet ready for whatever she shoot at you. The average motherfucker don't understand that analogy. I hope you do. So let's say I've been speaking to whoever for 7 to 8 minutes, and I realize that she is giving me big action. Now, you got to remember, I'm saying different things to her, and her response is telling me that I could have her. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell her this, I got to go. Now, I can tell that she really liked me by the way she responded to me. So when I tell her I got to go, I'm playing. This is to make her ask me to stay or ask me where I'm going. You got to think that she's going to do some of that. She might say, well, why you got to go? And you prepare for that. What I'm saying is, I know when I tell a woman something, I damn near know what she's going to say. I know what her response is. So while she's responding, I'm picking apart whatever she's saying, taking what I need out of it so I can keep rolling what I'm going to say next. And it takes practice to think like that. But if you don't ever start trying it, you will never get to where you can do it. I have hundreds of, maybe I don't know how many, but I have a lot of dudes that can do that shit now. Didn't know nothing about it. I know things to say that will not directly ask her to come with me and be my hoe. But they will tell her that's the kind of dude I am, and she would be crazy to think I would fuck with her with any other intentions. So I'm telling you, I'm going to tell her I'm leaving so she can ask me to stay. Or best case scenario, she want to come with me. And if I get that, what I need from her at this point is either one of these reactions to me saying I'm a lead. Now, she could be sad, but accepting it. She could be accepting it and relatively happy about me leaving. She could be non-accepting, but not know what to do. She can be several ways. And you know what's so dope? I could recognize them all. And when I recognize it, it's before she speaks, I'm going to tell her how she's feeling about it. The closer her response is to wanting me to stay, the more I'm a player in the asking me to stay. You know, I'm comfortable with taking this extra time now because I already let her know that I want to have her ass. I'm still getting ready to leave, but now I'm comfortable enough to let her know if she wants to continue kicking it, she can come with me. And if it gets that far, very seldom do I miss. Because I done played my hand according to my motherfucking plan. My arsenal got me in and my pimping intellect caught that bitch. But I still don't let her come with me when she says she wants to. I keep playing. because I know the rules of the game is always be playing. So I sound as cordial as possible, but I tell her I would let you come, but you don't look like you really want to ride with a pimp. You know, I know I already told you I was down and dirty. And what I'm saying here is commitments are motherfuckers. Verbal commitments. If that bitch say, no, I do want to come. She's committing not to go hauling. She's committing to accept that I'm a pimp. So I ain't got to worry about pimping at her when she get in the car. Now, you guys can think all this stuff that I'm saying is for pimps. But it's not. I say pimp a lot. I talk about this shit a lot. Because I was a pimp. But I tell you guys all the time, this shit is for any man. Substitute the word man. Anytime you hear the word pimp, and see don't that sentence still make the same sense. You guys are hung up on that word. I use it. But what I'm saying, I know damn well I ain't no pimp. I just got game. You know, people be listening to me thinking I'm trying to turn them out. No, motherfucker. I'm trying to get you the mentality of a motherfucker like me. So you can have women like I did. Now, you ain't got the one in the hole, man. I ain't asked now, bitch, to hold for me in 20 years. Fuck, I look like talking about pimping on a bitch. No. But I do bust this shit on them, just like I'm telling you to do. And them squares of old ladies. Shit, I don't fuck with no young girls. These be old ladies listening to this shit, letting me roll with them. I'm telling you. What I'm saying is, if you slow, you'll think that this shit is, man, that's way too strong for the average bitch today. It is. But I'm telling you, I've had bitches come to me off of that shit way more than trying to use some of that, whatever, tack. Some kind of tack at that point. No. If there's hesitation on their part, I'll just say, you know, I just wanted to make sure you knew I was a pimp, but that ain't saying you want to be my hoe. I just wanted to make sure. And, you know, I tell her, I'm just clearing the air, you know, that you're going to be riding with a pimp who's looking at your fine ass, potentially money-getting motherfucker, but all that's up to you. You do like money. See, what I'm saying is I'm going to go past what she's talking about and ease her into really understanding. Because you got to establish that kind of shit. Not that you want a temper, but I'm saying, you know, I got to have a strong woman, an understanding woman. Yeah, I don't know what you would tell her for you. But you just got to describe what you're talking about. That's why you got to know you. You have to know what you want. If you don't have an idea of what you want from a woman so that you can put it in a verbal way, how are you going to express to her what to give you? I'm just saying, you guys don't add two and two, and if you do, you come up with four. Two and two is four. If you want something, you got to ask for it. I'm just saying, you got to make sure you're establishing your intentions, and you try to do it in the most non-threatening way possible. You see, to be out in the streets like I was, you got to have strong bras, and you can't come at them weak. If you come at them weak and they fuck with you and they get out there and get in some kind of problem, your ass going to jail. So what I'm saying is, I know what I'm doing and I know why I'm doing it. It'll work for you like it worked for me. You don't have to want no bra to be no hoe. You just want her to be under what you say. Know you the captain. Now, once I get him in the car, the strength in how I come at her is going to catch the bitch who had no intentions of hoeing. It's going to catch the bitch who had second thoughts about hoeing. The strength is going to catch any loose bitch you speak to. How do I know that? Because I haven't been in every state in this country. I ain't from them states. I don't know nothing about how they talk, whatever, with that southern slang or whatever, and, or that East Coast drawl or that Midwestern bullshit sound. I sound like a motherfucker from Cali, and I'm catching anywhere I go. The only woman you want to speak to is a loose one. Not just hoes, any potential cat. And the way you spot a loose woman is, well, you guys might have to spend some money to find that out. I'm making a video about what to do with a bra, but that's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is, how are you going to shake the fruit from the tree unless it's loose? You got to understand, that's the same thing with a woman. If she's loose, you can shake her from that goddamn tree. Now, we just were speaking in general about what to do and what to say to a woman you want. But if you want the real nitty gritty and you really want to know what it means, you need to get my new MP3s at least. You know, each one of them 35, 40 minutes of real explanations about how to use the conversation to your benefit. You know, for the motherfuckers who consider themselves working Joe, there's ABC, 1, 2, 3 aspects from intro to what to say as you introduce yourself. But you pimps out there who just beginning or having a hard time getting through these knuckleheaded women, I got the full effect of combo of how to use to direct women to you. And I'm telling you, it's very inexpensive. Now, fellas, I'm going to end this show with a warning. From now on, we're going into deep territory, and you better be sure you want to continue to listen every Sunday night. This is a real warning, because I will be delivering dope to your doorstep, and you will become hooked on this shit. Well, I mean, not this shit, but the shit I say will hook your ass. So I'm saying to you, politely, caution, this shit is real dope. All right, I got y'all next week. I'll make a video later on that's going to explain some shit I was talking about tonight. I'm out.